This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials in the Russian city of Kursk said on Sunday damage caused by debris from a Ukrainian missile injured at least 13 people, a day after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged for the first time Ukrainian forces were fighting in a surprise cross-border offensive. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Russia imposed a sweeping security regime in three border regions on Saturday, while its ally Belarus sent more troops to its border with Ukraine. In the city of Kursk, footage showed a damaged nine-story apartment building on fire. It was not clear whether there was further damage from the destroyed Ukrainian missile. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday it had destroyed 14 Ukrainian drones and four tactical ballistic missiles overnight over the Kursk region. Additionally, 18 drones were said to have been destroyed over other Russian regions that Ukraine frequently attacks.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Residents fled their homes on Sunday as a fast-moving wildfire outside Athens, fueled by hot, windy weather, burned trees, houses, and cars and sent smoke clouds over the Greek capital. More than 400 firefighters, backed by 16 water bombing planes and 13 helicopters, battled the blaze that broke out at 3 p.m. and quickly reached a village 25 kilometers north of Athens. As night fell, firefighting aircraft ceased operations until the morning. Spanish NGO Open Arms rescued 44 migrants at sea off the southern coast of Italy on Sunday. The operation involved an iron boat in distress holding five women, three children, and a baby among the group of 44. This is VOA News. Israel on Sunday expanded evacuation orders in southern Gaza the day after a deadly strike in northern Gaza. AP correspondent Neon Kim reports.
The Israeli military is ordering more evacuations in southern Gaza in one of its largest directives yet. With the distant sound of drones, Gazan families are dismantling their shelters, some for the seventh time. Where are we going? We don't know, Mohammed Ashour says. There's no safe place left, not even a humanitarian zone. The latest order applies to areas in and around Khan Yunis, including part of a humanitarian zone from which Israel says Hamas has been launching attacks. It comes as an Israeli airstrike killed at least 90 Palestinians sheltering in a school in the north. I'm Nayan Kim.
The death toll from a landslide at a vast garbage dump in Uganda's capital Kampala has risen to 21, police said on Sunday, as rescue workers continue to dig for survivors. After torrential rain in recent weeks, a huge mound of garbage at the city's only landfill site collapsed late on Friday, crushing and burying homes on the edge of the site as residents slept. President Yoweri Museveni said he had directed the prime minister to coordinate the removal of all those living near the garbage dump. Former U.S. President Donald Trump announced over the weekend one of his campaign websites was hacked. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump first posted about it Saturday on his Truth social media platform. The post read, "We were just informed by Microsoft Corporation that one of our many websites was hacked by the Iranian government. Iranian officials have rejected the accusations." The documents allegedly hacked reportedly included information about Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. He appeared Sunday on several news shows, but questions focused on the presidential race. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump reportedly has used a slur often targeted at women to describe his election rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, during at least two private conversations. His campaign denied it over the weekend. The New York Times cited two people who on different occasions heard Trump call Harris by a derogatory term. The people were granted anonymity to describe private discussions. In response, a Trump campaign spokesperson said that's not language President Trump has used to describe Kamala, and it's not how the campaign would characterize her. Trump does have a history of making derogatory statements about women and his political opponents. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.